So we could have spent this entire interview talking about CAR T, but we've covered a lot of really important things. So just to finish out, though, where does CAR T therapy fit in nowadays in terms of, you know, outside a trial setting and management of ALL?
It's a remarkable discovery. You know, it's a cellular therapy that is proven to be very effective. I think we're still trying to determine its true level of efficacy to see where exactly they will fit. But there's no question that they work well, and that many patients respond, and that these responses can be very durable. I think that a patient that's eligible for CAR T cells should be considered for that treatment in the right context, meaning not everybody can give the CAR T cells. That is one therapy that, you know, your institution has to be approved. So it's not something that can be given just in any hospital and even by any physician. You have to be certified to do those things. You have to be aware of all these potential toxicities, et cetera. You know, it's kind of like a transplant. Not anybody can do transplants. You have to be aware of the GVHD and all these kind of things. Some of the early CAR T cells, the ones that we have now approved, are autologous. You have to collect the T cells from the patients and manufacture them in the laboratory and then bring them back to the patient. So it's a complex process that takes time. It's not always successful, you know, all these things. There are new CAR T cells under development that are going to be allogeneic, off the shelf, and that's going to revolutionize the use of the CAR T cells. I mean, the ones we have are wonderful and they're very good, but if you can use them on any patient today when you need them, that brings them a step further into the applicability. Now, how do they compare to a salvage regimen where you do chemotherapy plus a cocktail of monoclonal antibodies? We're going to have to start defining that and see what patient is a good candidate for what and all of that. But I think that between all of these things, between the monoclonal antibodies, the CAR T cells, of course, the backbone of chemotherapy that we still need, I think we're going to be getting pretty close in adults to find the cure rates that we can expect now in children.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Acute Leukemias Update.